This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And today is Holy Thursday, such an important time of the Church year. Tonight we celebrate the institution of the Eucharist and the institution of the priesthood and its importance in the morning in dioceses all over the world. Priests within dioceses are going to be gathering around their bishops for the Chrism Mass. It's a longstanding tradition in the Church. It's a powerfully symbolic gathering where the bishop, who's really the center of the life of the Church in a particular diocese, the direct descendant of the apostles. Jesus laid his hands on Peter and the apostles, and hands have been laid on right down to the present day. And the bishop of the diocese then, standing in that line and that authority, that commissioning in Jesus, gathers around him the priests who he or his predecessor has laid hands on. And those priests are an extension of the ministry of the apostle in a diocese and bringing the sacraments of the Church, bringing the preaching of the gospel and the pastoral ministry of the Church and helping lead the people of God in their mission in the world. And so the Chrism Mass is a great one if you have an opportunity to be able to represent your parish or to be a part of it at some point. I'd encourage you to do that. It's very special, and it goes all the way back in some ways. The reality of oil, you know, is part of the ministry of the people of Israel and part of their life as well, taken from the olive trees, which were all over the Holy Land. And oil was used in consecrating kings and prophets, you know, Saul and David, King Solomon. Priests and prophets also received the oil. And what it did is it was setting them apart. It was confirming their purpose. And Jesus himself, quoting the prophecies of Isaiah, where Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to obtain sight for the blind, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus said that in Luke chapter 4, just after getting baptized in the Jordan and beginning his ministry. And he was making the statement. He was back in Nazareth. He was in the synagogue. He got up to do the reading. And the Torah portion that day was the reading from the 61st chapter of the prophet Isaiah. And so Jesus read that. And that was the messianic prophecy of Isaiah, one of the messianic prophecies. And Jesus said, "Today this reading is fulfilled in your hearing. I'm the anointed one. I am the Messiah." The Messiah means the anointed one. St. Peter said of Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You're the Christ. That means you are the Messiah. You are the anointed one of God. And the Church lives in that understanding, that tradition that flows down through the people of God, from which the Church was born, really, from the people of God, right? And Jesus' ministry, Jesus' proclamation of the gospel, the bringing of the kingdom, and then his dying and rising, which we celebrate in these next few days, and we walk with Jesus, where he wins the decisive victory that makes it possible for the kingdom of God to be fully established, that for the kingdom of God, and it begins with the king and his victory over the powers of sin and death, his rising to new life, and his ascension to the right hand of the Father, where he's the first. He's the head of a new race of people. He's the first in the kingdom, the firstborn son of the new creation. And what he is, we now become. We share in what belongs to Jesus. And what is in Jesus is the anointing of the Spirit. And the Father and the Son send forth the Spirit, and the Church is born of the grace of the Holy Spirit. And people are added to the Church through baptism, right? People come to the Lord through repentance and baptism and dying in the waters of baptism and rising to new life. We become part of this new humanity, this new creation, this new community that Jesus is establishing in the earth. And so at the Chrism Mass, the oils, which every diocese will use for baptism, for confirmation, for the ordination of priesthood, for the episcopacy, for the oil of chrism, for last rites, that kind of thing. And the oil is used as a sacrament in these places, baptism, confirmation, ordination. And the action, the oil that's used in the sacrament, and as in all sacraments, it's a sign that affects what it signifies. That is, it really brings about what it's pointing to. And the presence of the Holy Spirit, the giving of the Holy Spirit, happens in that sacrament. And that oil is symbolic of the presence of the anointing of Jesus Christ that we're sharing in these different sacraments in different ways. But the Spirit of God is particularly given to us at the time. And so the Mass of Chrism is the blessing of the oils from that central blessing that will then be passed on to the priests, the pastors of parishes, to take home to their parishes to use. So it's beautiful that it begins with this common consecration at the cathedral parish in each diocese, and the bishop does the consecrating, and then he passes it on to the pastors who then take it to the people, and it becomes a central sign of the sacramental ministry of the church, which is so fundamental to bringing people from death to life. And there's different kind of oils. There's the oil of the sick, which is brought into the sanctuary by members of the medical profession, and the bishop blesses the oil by praying, "May your blessing come upon all who are anointed with this oil, that they may be freed from pain and illness and made well again in body and mind." There's the oil of catechumens. The bishop prays this blessing, that it would give them wisdom and strength to all who are anointed with it in preparation for their baptism. So those who are in the catechumenate are being prepared for baptism. Then the oil of chrism. The bishop would pray, "Make this mixture of oil and perfume a sign and a source of your blessing. Pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on our brothers and sisters who will be anointed with it. Let the splendor of holiness shine on the world and from every place and thing signed up by this oil." And that's the oil that's used for confirmation as well. So it's an important day for the church today. It's an important day. I just want to encourage you, friends. You may be having a busy day and have a lot on your plate, but I really want to encourage you to consider going to Mass tonight, Holy Thursday liturgy, and to be able to be there. That's the liturgy which there's the annual washing of the feet, remembering that Jesus at the Last Supper humbled himself and washed the feet of the apostles. And the priests standing in the person of Jesus will wash the feet of representative brothers and sisters from the parish. We remember tonight the special gift of both the priesthood and the special gift of the Eucharist. Jesus instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper. We've been talking this week about Jesus' sacrifice. And the Eucharist, friends, is, you've heard me say it on the program, you've heard other people say it, the teaching of the church is, it's the source and summit of our faith. It's central. We gather around the Eucharist, we're a Eucharistic people. I mean, the Mass gives to us the Lord's picture. The liturgy gives to us the Lord's plan and economy, the central way in which he wants to feed his people. The Lord said, "I will be with you always." He's with us in the Eucharist. He's with us in his word. He's with us in the sacraments and the preaching of the church. The first part of the liturgy is the liturgy of the word. That living word that Christ proclaims to us through the priest, through the reading. It's Jesus speaking to his people, forming us, teaching us, giving us a renewed mind, putting within our hands the sword of the Spirit that we can wield against the tactics of the enemy, and we can come into the freedom that's ours as sons and daughters of God. We can win the battle of the mind, and we can learn how to walk by the Spirit. We know how to walk and to follow in Jesus' footsteps. And the Word of God leads us to this celebration of the Eucharist. And as I was saying, we've been talking this week about Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. That is the deed through which the world is saved. Through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the love of God triumphs over sin and death. The kingdom of God triumphs over the kingdom of darkness. Humility triumphs over pride. Jesus' love for the Father, giving to the Father what belongs to the Father, loving him to the end, without limit, finding in the Father his food, his hope, his life, his identity, his destiny, his entire purpose. He's revealing to us every time we celebrate the Eucharist as a community. A priest stands in the person of Jesus Christ, and he invokes the grace of God on the bread and wine and becomes the body and blood of our Lord. The Father's plan was to feed the world, that is, those called out of the world, into communion with Jesus Christ, literally to feed us on his body and blood. We remember, we share in the one sacrifice. And this is so important for us to understand. There's one sacrifice that saves the world. And that's the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and the shedding of his blood, the offering of his life to the Father. Jesus is the expiation, Scripture says. By that sacrifice, our sins are washed away. Our sins are blotted out. And through that sacrifice, we who are distant from the Father and fallen from glory, fallen from God's favor, are now brought into favor with God. Jesus took down the dividing wall. Jesus healed us of our sin. It's that sacrifice which is represented on the altar every time Mass takes place. We gather around and we feed on the Lord, literally. And we say amen. And that amen is saying, yes, Father, we believe that your Son has saved us on Calvary through his death and then through his resurrection and his ascension into glory. We believe that this one liturgy, this one beautiful remembering of the holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, is going on in heaven, and that on the earth we tap into that reality every time Mass is saved, because there's one liturgy, there's one Eucharist, there's one sacrifice. And this is represented to us every time because, friends, this is the covenant sacrifice. That is the sacrifice that establishes us in a unique relationship with the Father. It unites us with him as his sons and his daughters. The shedding of the blood of Christ washes us clean of all sin and makes us ready to enter into the holy place where the Father dwells. Not only that, his dwelling place is his church, his people, those who are baptized into his Son. And he lives in us as in a temple. And it's because of the sacrifice of Jesus and the purification of our mind, heart, our whole person by his blood, that the Holy Spirit, the holiness of God, can come and dwell in us. Friends, that's the grace of salvation. That's how Jesus redeems us. That's how he makes us a new people. Take time tonight to go to the Mass if you can, and allow and celebrate with your brothers and sisters, and pray for all the priests across this country and across the world for God's protection and for God's renewal in this important, irreplaceable ministry that Christ has given to us. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.